Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody.
Yeah.
We all get caught in our own sins.
We do.
Nobody. Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day.
What's that?
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you to hell.
Gangsta.
Introduce them to heaven.
Niggas go to college. Niggas go to jail.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna.
Hey, I'm finna kill this track though.
The things we do.
Yeah, the things we do.
Make it.
Yeah, just to make it through.
Nobody wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Hey,
listen to me.
Yeah.
Choices turned to decisions. Uh-huh. And we were told to do the right thing and we didn't listen.
Nah.
Ask God's forgiveness 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Give us a second chance, we gonna do it again. Me, I fall short every day. And ask God's forgiveness every time I pray. Truth is, I probably need the most help. I'm trying to help y'all when I need help myself. Look, I'm really preaching to the man in the mirror. Every time I read the word, I see things a little clearer. With God on my side, it ain't nothing that I'm fearing. And I ain't even driving, let the Lord do the steering. It's like down, it's starting to look up to me. Men of God, y'all starting to look like frauds to me. You don't like what I'm saying, then sue me. I've been through the fire, ain't nothing that you can do me. I'm like Daniel, I ain't bowing down to nobody. See, I'm trying to serve God, and you trying to serve money. When I switched my style, God said switch it back. He gave me the world and said take control of that. It's my time now, you can't stop it, it was written. I'm trying to lace you boys up, but you keep tripping. You already leaning, but you boys keep sipping. But it don't cost nothing if you boys pay attention and listen.
Yeah.
Niggas go to jail.
Yeah, they do.
Make
it into heaven.
Uh-huh.
Make it into hell.
It's all about choices and decisions.
Nobody wanna lose.
Yeah.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna care.
It's the things we do. Uh-huh, just to make it through.
Make it through.
But the truth is that nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our
lives.
Yeah.
Decisions turn to consequences. It's what happen when we hard-headed and don't listen. You creeping with your boy, girl, and you know you're wrong. Oh boy, pop that thing, send you home, now you're gone. You're on the block when it's hot and you're holding weight. You're stunting on them boys, I'm surprised when them boys hate. They drop a dime on you, set you up, get you killed. You need to watch the people that you're breaking bread with. My circle's so small, it's a straight line. Won't set me up, I ain't going down for now, crime. And I ain't riding cross town with you just to make a drop. Had me on the news with you, running from the cops. My mind on lifting Jesus up to the top. Then out the blue, I'm pulling something new off the lot. Hop out of the church house, like what you talking about? It's raining blessings in my life. I'm stacking up for the drop. Death and life, choose life is what he told me. Then he took me to a place on high, and he showed me everything that he had prepared for me. There I am, staring at me, I'm on the TV. And I ain't go to college, and I stayed out of jail. Jesus paid my way to heaven, kept me out of hell. So to the highest bidder, see my soul was for sale. Will I reach my destiny? Only time will tell. But yeah. Make it through.
Make it through.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but nobody
wanna lose.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna fail.
Nobody.
Nobody wanna die.
Nobody.
We're just trying to live our lives.
Yeah.
Man. consequences lead to repercussions. You reap what you sow, that's the end of discussion. I give it to you raw, I ain't sugarcoating nothing. You was capping on them boys, and they came back stunting. They was packing artillery, you ain't even know. Your boy set you up, and y'all been down since 94. Man, the love of money, that's the root to it. And it don't take much, a couple dollars will do it. Watch that, you never know how that's gonna come back. Cause everything you take, somebody gonna wanna take that. Haters get hated on, and they hate it. Catch you inebriated and faded, they being shady. And that's the reason why a lot of people ain't see me lately. They smile in my face, shake my hand, and they hate me. Man, that's the world they living in. I love y'all, low. I just want y'all to repent your sin. And if I did you wrong, forgive me, let's begin again. Life is too short, and when I die, I wanna make it in. Time is moving fast, we the ones that's moving slow. And when it's your time to go, you won't know till you go. I done done some things that I ain't wanna do. And I ain't proud of what I did what I had to do. Now I don't wanna lose, don't wanna fail, don't wanna die. And the day he calls my name, y'all, I wanna fly like Bob.
Everybody, amen, who has called in, everybody who has tuned in to the late night, praise God, anointed truth of Christ, praise God, it's truly a blessing to be on the line, truly a blessing to have you all on the line with us on tonight, praise God, hallelujah, and the words of the song are true, praise God, hallelujah, don't nobody want to lose, don't nobody want to fail, don't nobody want to die. Praise God, hallelujah, and that's the problem. Praise God, hallelujah. Everybody's scared to lose, hallelujah, so we don't take no chance. Praise God, hallelujah. Nobody wanna fail, hallelujah, because we just don't wanna fail. Nobody likes to lose. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. And then it says, nobody wants to die. The Bible says that we have to die to ourselves daily. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nobody wants to die. We just want to, amen, live our lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. And do what we want to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. We don't want to make any sacrifices. Praise God. See, when you make a sacrifice, something has to die. Hallelujah. You don't want to kill your flesh on a daily. You don't want to kill your way of thinking on a daily. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you just want to live your life and do what you want to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you become a disciple of the Most High God, the word disciple, hallelujah, inclines that we have discipline. So what does it mean to die to yourself on a daily basis? It means to discipline yourself, God, on a daily basis. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Discipline yourself on a daily basis. Praise God. Hallelujah. And how can I discipline myself on a daily basis? All I got to do is I got to use, hallelujah, the fruit of the Spirit that God has given me. The fruit of the Spirit that God has given me. Hallelujah. See, the fruit of the Spirit, it starts, hallelujah, amen, with love. And between you got some gentleness, hallelujah, you got some long-suffering, hallelujah, amen, you got some kindness, but it ends, praise God, with self-control, hallelujah. How can I discipline myself daily? By feasting on the fruit of the Holy Spirit, praise God, hallelujah, and die to myself. Praise God on a daily basis. Hallelujah. Praise God. We truly thank God for each and every one of you who have called in, each and every one of you who have tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. I am Elder Andre Prevost. This is a blessing. Praise God. Amen. For each and every one of you who have joined us on tonight. We thank God for you out there that may be watching. Hallelujah on Facebook. Hallelujah. We thank God for you as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is truly a blessing to be on the line on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, tonight for allowing us to come together and congregate in your holy name. Lord, we ask that your Holy Spirit come in and then move in a mighty way on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask that, hallelujah, you grant us the ability to decrease, hallelujah, so that you can increase. Let us all sit down so that you can stand up. Lord, we ask that you open up our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls so that we can receive what the Spirit is saying to the church. And Lord, we pray these things in your Son Jesus' name. Lord, we rebuke any work of the enemy right now. Hallelujah, that wants to hinder somebody from receiving the message that you have for them tonight. Hallelujah, we rebuke, hallelujah, any work of the enemy that's trying to, hallelujah, work against, hallelujah, your purpose in somebody's life on tonight. And we pray these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. We truly thank God for each and every one of you on tonight that, hallelujah, maybe watching live, hallelujah, maybe watching the recording, maybe listening, amen, to the recording. We thank God for you on tonight. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And the question we want to ask tonight is, praise God, do you truly know God? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. This question is to those that say they know God. Praise God. Hallelujah. This question is to those who appear to know God. Hallelujah on tonight. But the Lord says, do you really know him on tonight? Have you had an experience with him on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you just you keep up the appearance? Hallelujah. The Lord says maybe you just don't know what it is to have an experience with God. Praise God. You think others maybe exaggerate. Hallelujah. Praise God. You just don't understand how. Praise God. Amen. What do you mean by you've had an hallelujah with God? Amen. When we go to the book of Luke, praise God on tonight, Luke chapter 1, praise God, I want to show you something on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 5, it says, there in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abra and his wife of the daughters of Abra, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want you to understand what kind of people these were. Hallelujah. They were righteous people. Praise God. It says they both were righteous. Hallelujah. Before God, walking in all of the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, they were blameless. Praise God. These were two God-fearing, church-going people right here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. On tonight, these were two church-fearing, God-fearing, by the word. And there's a lot of us out there that are like this. Praise God. We are righteous before God. Yeah, we keep the commandments. We keep the statutes. Praise God. We fast every three times a week. We do all the religious rituals. Hallelujah. We don't sin. We don't cuss. We don't drink. We don't smoke. We Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't fornicate. We don't do none of that. We are righteous. We are righteous people. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the righteousness is not in question. Praise God. The integrity of the person is not in question. Hallelujah. The Lord says this has to be said because some people get offended. Hallelujah. Because when somebody tries to tell you, you haven't had an experience with God. Hallelujah. You get offended. You think that, praise God, somebody's telling you you're not righteous or you're not holy. Praise God. But the Lord says tonight that your righteousness or your holiness is not what's in question. What's in question is that have you had an experience with me, he said. Praise God. Hallelujah. In verse 7, and it says, and they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, this is the story of John the Baptist's parents. Praise God. Hallelujah. And this story is going to tell us how, amen, praise God, Zacharias, praise God, learned, amen, of his wife's impending pregnancy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 8 says, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God, in the order of his course. So he was a priest. Praise God. See, it's important to know that he is a priest. Hallelujah. Praise God. He executed the priest's office before God in the order of his. Very important that you understand this was the priest's office before God. See, there were levels. There were levels. There were levels. Praise God. Hallelujah. And everybody couldn't execute the priest office before God. You're not making no sense, Elder. Okay, let me break it down to you. Hallelujah. The priest office before God, see, when you walked into the temple, there were levels to the temple. Hallelujah. Praise God. There was a holy place, and you might call it a more holy place, and then there was the holiest of holies. Praise God. See, the holiest of holies, that's where the veil was. The veil that was tall. Hallelujah. This is the veil we always talk about that ripped from the top to the bottom when Jesus Christ died on the cross. Praise God. This behind this veil, praise God, is where the presence of God was supposed to be. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is important. Hallelujah. Amen. This is important that you see this because in verse 9 it says, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense. And when he went into the temple, I'm sorry, when he went into the temple of the Lord, according to the custom of the priest's office. Hallelujah. According to his duty, it was his duty to burn the incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. When he went into the holiest of holies, praise God, he was supposed to be burning incense. Hallelujah. Amen. Unto the Lord. This is something that he had did on a routine basis. Hallelujah. And his lot was up. That just means it was his turn. It was his turn to go and burn the incense before the presence of the Lord. But we learned something, hallelujah, praise God, amen, that the people didn't know back then, that the preacher might have knew, that the Pharisees knew, that the priests knew, the scribes knew. Praise God, hallelujah, but we got the book, so we know that the presence of God had left the building. The presence of God was no longer in the holiest of holies. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that being said, it said, according to the custom, hallelujah, amen, of the priest's office, it was his turn to go burn these incense before the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And the whole multitude of people were praying at the time of the incense. Praise God. See, in this custom, they would go behind this veil. Praise God. They would start burning the incense and the sacrifices and the offerings before the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they would have to wear a rope around them with a bell in case God got mad at them and he decided he would kill them. Praise God. They could ring that bell and they maybe could pull them out before God struck them down. Praise God. But see, what we are seeing in this scripture, hallelujah, what we should be picking up on is all this was useless. It was all a charade. Praise God, because the presence of God was not in the building. There were never any danger of being struck down by God because God was not there. Praise God. So it's not about this man's righteousness. It's not about him performing his duties in the church. It's about, has he had an experience with God? Praise God, hallelujah. Has he had an experience with God? Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Well, as we continue reading on, it says, while they were outside praying, verse 11, it says, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord. Not the Lord, but an angel of the Lord. Praise God. It's important to understand it was an angel of the Lord. It wasn't the Lord. It was an angel of the Lord. But the Bible says, hallelujah, amen, that the angel of the Lord standing at the right hand of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. Fear fell upon the man of God because he saw an angel. Hallelujah. You would never be scared of an angel if you had already been in the presence of God. An angel should be nothing if you had been in the presence of God. See, just because this man had the title, just because he had the position, just because he performed the duties, and just because he lived his life righteous, he had never, ever had an actual experience with God. So when the angel showed up, he got scared. Fear came upon him because I've never been this close to something so divine. Hallelujah. I've never had an experience like this before in my life. I've had the knowledge. I've read about it. I've heard testimonies. I can lay on hands. I can speak in tongues. Praise God. I've cast out demons by his name, but I've never had an experience with him. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I live right. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I'm talking to somebody. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I never pop pills. I don't have unadulterated sex. I don't lie. I don't steal. I live righteous. I know the word. I preach the word. I perform the duties in the church. I'm all this before God, but I've never had that experience. Praise God. So when God does show up, I get scared. Praise God. When God does show up, hallelujah, fear falls upon me because I've never had this type of experience before in my life. This was a first time for the man of God. Hallelujah. God on tonight. Hallelujah. But the angel said unto him, fear not. Don't be scared, Zechariah. Hallelujah. For thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Hallelujah. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. Mothers and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Understand that the angel of the Lord has showed up. God might as well have showed up. Hallelujah. Praise God. With a message. Your wife is about to become pregnant. Y'all about to have a son. This son is going to be, hallelujah, a senator. He's going to be a congressman. Hallelujah. He's going to be a president. Praise God. He's going to be a pastor. He's going to be a bishop. Praise God. He's going to be a priest. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to be something big, and people are going to love him, and he's going to be the gateway to this, that, and the other thing. Praise God. He done brought you good news. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is coming from an angel. This ain't coming from me. Hallelujah. I'm not prophesying over your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is an actual angel talking to you. You are talking to not flesh and blood. Whatever you're talking to, you can't even describe it. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this is his response. Praise God, hallelujah. And Zechariah, verse 18, and Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. How can I believe what you're saying? Wait a minute, now you talking to an angel. So you know when somebody has had their first encounter with God. Hallelujah. Nobody's saying you ain't righteous. Praise God. Nobody's saying you ain't saved. Hallelujah. Nobody ain't even saying you ain't spiritual. Praise God, hallelujah. But until you know, you see, if you ask somebody, they'll tell you the first time they had their encounter. Praise God, hallelujah. You didn't know it, you couldn't see it, but you could feel it, you could hear it. Praise God, you knew it was God. It couldn't be nobody but God. Hallelujah, but yet coming from God. How can I believe this? It don't make no sense. I'm too old. It don't make no sense. I'm black. It don't make no sense. I'm broke. God, hallelujah. It don't make no sense. I'm sick. I hear what you're saying, Lord, but all of the reports are saying something else. Hallelujah. And not only that, I can give you the evidence of the something else. I'm an old man. He didn't call his wife old, but he said she is stricken with a lot of years. I'm not going to call her old, but she ain't no spring chicken. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can imagine him. I know the story about Abraham and Sarah, but we ain't Abraham and Sarah. Hallelujah. You know how we talk. I know what Jesus did, but I ain't Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. And the Bible tells us, hallelujah, praise God, that amen, hallelujah. In verse 19, and the angel answering Gabriel said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee and to show you these glad tidings. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, I'm Gabriel, first of all. I can't believe you even asking me these questions, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. When he says, I'm Gabriel, I actually stand in the presence of God, what is he saying? I actually have a relationship with God. He actually told me something. He told me to tell it to you. That's the only reason why I'm here, because he sent me. But you've never had an experience with God for yourself. So when God shows up, you don't even recognize. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. But he says, I was sent here to give you the good news. Hallelujah. But since you got the nerve to look at me, look what he says in verse 20. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, but which shall be fulfilled in their season. Hallelujah, praise God. Since you didn't believe me, it ain't like you asked me how it was going to happen. See, that was the difference between Mary. When Gabriel appeared to Mary, Mary said, how could this be? It's not that I don't believe you, but just tell me how it's going to happen. Hallelujah. See, sometimes you can ask the same question, and that question can have two different meanings. Hallelujah, praise God. And he asked, I can't believe you. I know you're an angel, but I'm old. Praise God. I know you're an angel, but my wife is stricken. I got all these excuses. I know you're an angel, but I have something on my record. It's something on my background. I know you're an angel, and I know I heard the voice of the Lord, but I got all of these obstacles in my way, all of these situations going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you mean to tell me? Hallelujah, praise God. Me and my wife ain't even speaking to each other, and you mean to tell me. Hallelujah, I ain't seen my child ain't been home, praise God, in over a year and a half. I don't even know if they're alive or dead. And you mean to tell me. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. The doctor's report said such and such, and I only have such and such time, but you mean to tell me. And the angel said, since you don't believe me, somebody who's actually been in the presence of God, hallelujah, you're going to be dumb. You're going to be stricken to the point you won't be able to talk until everything comes to pass. Hallelujah, praise God. Till everything comes to pass. You just dumbfounded. You can't open your mouth. You can't talk. Hallelujah, praise God. Until these things come to pass. Hallelujah. See, that's why some of you can't open your mouth and praise God, because you don't believe it's going to come to pass. And you ain't going to be able to open your mouth and praise Him until you see it manifest for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. But let me show you something. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, when you believe something for God, for what God said He's going to do for you in your life, and you praise Him for it before you get it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You praise God for that husband before you got it. You praise God for those children before you get them. You praise God for that position before you get it. You praise God, hallelujah, for whatever before you get it. And then when you get it, guess what happens automatically when you get it? Without even thinking, you begin to praise Him again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise is currency. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to go with me on this one. Praise is currency. Praise shows that I have faith for what God has said he is going to do in my life. Praise God. Now if praise, watch this. If I'm believing God for a car, hallelujah. Praise God. And I begin to praise God. Hallelujah. And months go by before the car actually manifests in my life. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when the car manifested, hallelujah, I begin to praise God again. Now watch this. What was I doing between that time? See, God already promised it to me. Hallelujah, praise God. My praise is going to pay for it. Watch, stay with me now. My praise is going to pay for that car. Hallelujah. I know I'm going to go down to the car lot with the money. Praise God. I know I'm going to go down to the car lot with the check, or however I'm going to go down to the car lot, hallelujah, with the physical currency. But see, understand this. In order for that car, for me to get the physical currency to get that car, I got to praise God. Hallelujah, because he's the provider. So my praise is going to pay. Hallelujah, for that car. Now, once I get that car, I've already paid for it with my praise. I've been praising him for 6-7 months before the car ever manifested in my life. I've been praising him for it because I believed him for it. That car now that praise that I'm praising right now is the down payment on the next blessing. But see, if my mouth is shut because I don't believe, and then when I finally do get blessed and I praise him for the blessing I've gotten right now, I'm barely paying. I'm paying on what I just got when it could have been paid up already if I would have opened my mouth and gave God the praise, if I would have believed what God said when he said it. I know to some of y'all that sounds foolish. That you mean to tell me that praise, just me believing God for something, that praise, hallelujah, amen, I begin to stack up on credit, praise God, on praise. Well, we grew up saying when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Was that something you was just saying, or was that something you believed in your heart? See, the Bible says, and Jesus said it, whatever ye so desire when you pray, believe that you have received it and ye shall have it. If I believe that I have received it, I'm going to praise God for it, even though I haven't seen the physical manifestation of it. I'm going to praise him for it because I know that eventually it will come to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You wonder what's taking so long for your marriage to straighten out because you ain't praised God for it. You wonder what's taking so long for your children to straighten out and you ain't praised God for it. Hallelujah. You wonder what's taking so long for your finances to straighten out. You ain't praised God for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Long before, praise God, my wife and I stepped foot, hallelujah, off the bus in Arlington, hallelujah, way before we got our apartment, we hallelujah. So when we stepped in it and began to praise God, it was like we giving extra. Now that's already been paid for with your praises. Hallelujah. Let me take those praises and I'm going to apply them to the next blessing. Because that shows that you have faith. That shows that you believe. He said, blessed is he who believes and does not see. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed is he who believes and does not see. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, I wonder, amen, where you at on your praise account? See, you know what your credit score is. A lot of y'all know what your credit score is. Hallelujah. You know the people that you can borrow money from and the people you can't borrow money from. You know where your credit good is, where your credit good is good at, and where it ain't good at. Hallelujah. Praise God. But do you know what your praise score is? Praise God. Maybe your praise account is a little low. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if your praise account is a little low, that simply means that you have disbelief. Praise God. Disbelief. Hallelujah on tonight. Disbelief cannot enter into the promised land. Disbelief must die off. Hallelujah, before you can move any further. No matter what, hallelujah, it's been prophesied in your life. If you don't believe it for yourself, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you got to believe it for yourself on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Here is a man of God who lived a righteous life. Him and his wife both lived righteous lives. Hallelujah. He knew the scripture. He taught the scripture. Hallelujah. Praise God. He was elevated in the church. Hallelujah. He had a high-ranking position. Not too many people can make it back there behind that veil. But yet he had never had an experience with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when people are trying to explain to you what it's like to have an experience, to have a relationship, nobody's trying to down you. Nobody's trying to discredit you or say you're not a righteous person or you are living unholy or you're not saved. Praise God. Even though these two had never had an encounter with God before, even though he didn't have a relationship with God, the word of God tells us, hallelujah, in verse 6, that they both were righteous before God, walking in all commandments and all ordinances. They were blameless. Praise God. It wasn't that they wouldn't make, they didn't have a one-way ticket to heaven. They just didn't have the relationship. And once you have the relationship, then you understand why, hallelujah, you walk in the commandments and in the ordinance of the Lord. It's one thing to walk in it, it's another thing to understand why you walk in it. It's one thing to do a job, it's another thing to understand the purpose that you have of doing that job. Hallelujah. Where you off, when you fit into the entire process. That's the thing you have to understand on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah on tonight. So have you had a real, real relationship with God? Have you had a real encounter with God? Have you had your power moment? Your Damascus Road moment. Hallelujah. Have you had your Abraham moment? Have you had your burning bush moment? Hallelujah. Did you have your Jordan River moment? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The moment when you knew it was God talking. The Bible says that Moses was walking and he saw a bush burning and he had to turn aside to see. He had to turn aside to see. In other words, he was walking straight and he had to stop and turn to the left and say, now, wait a minute now. I see a bush burning, but it's not being consumed. See, it was something that wasn't out of the ordinary for bushes to be on fire in the desert. That's nothing out of the ordinary. What was out of the ordinary was that the bush was not being consumed. Have you ever looked at something that everybody else could see? Amen. But you could see something that, hallelujah, was different. Hallelujah. Was God speaking through you through something that nobody else could see? That you had to turn aside to see, because that's different right there. That's not usual. That's not something that normally occurs. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Because that's when you know you've had your encounter with God. When he's got, see God, when God's ready to get your attention, he's gonna get your attention. Hallelujah, praise God. He might get your attention through somebody you don't want him to. He might come to you through your children. Hallelujah. Somebody that's supposed to be listening to you, he might work. Take it. I can't take it when the Lord delivers a word to me through my husband. I don't want to hear it from him. No. I don't want to hear a word from God from my wife. I don't want to hear it from my brother. I sure don't want to hear it from daddy, because everything daddy used to do. I don't want to hear that word from that person. So when God shows up, hallelujah, praise God, because he didn't show up and because he ain't given. It could be the most righteous word in the world, but because it's coming from them, you don't want to receive that word. Praise God, hallelujah, because of your stubbornness, hallelujah, because you don't want to receive a word from the Most High God, amen, that will benefit you, even though you know I'm right to spite me, because you think you're spiting me. Because you don't want to prove me right. But it has nothing to do with what I'm telling you. You need to erase, get me out your head, hallelujah, and hear what God is telling you. There's been a lot of things out there, somebody that told you something, you know they was right, but because they was the ones telling you, you just did the opposite. You were spiteful, you were mean, you were hateful, because you didn't want them to be right. Your husband told you, maybe you shouldn't go to the club. Well, I'm a grown woman. I'm going to go to the club. And you know you shouldn't go to the club, because you know what happened when you go to the club. And you know he was right when he said it. But because, hallelujah, you got pride issues and ain't no man going to tell me what to do. And I'm an independent woman. Hallelujah. You can get your stuff to the left and you can step. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to do what I want to do. So you go against what you know is right. Hallelujah. Well, you shouldn't hang out with him. Praise God. I'm a grown man. You don't tell me what to do. Ain't no woman about to run me. So even though she right, I'm going to still hang out with these heathens, because she ain't going to tell me what to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So who really has the problem, them or you? Hallelujah. The Bible says, unless you humble yourself. Hallelujah. And no matter who God is coming through, it says he is going to come through with good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and runneth over, shall men given to your bosom. So he's always going to come through a man, but it's not always the man you want him to come through. It ain't going to always come from Elder Prevost. It ain't going to always come from Pastor Page. It ain't going to always come from Bishop Alexis. It ain't going to always come from First Lady Prevost. It might be the First Lady that you sit next to right now, and you know you don't want to hear nothing she said, because you still remember what she did 50 years ago, hallelujah, amen, that you think that she don't know, hallelujah, and she better not come at you talking about being holy or nothing, none of that stuff, because you still holding a grudge of unforgiveness because of something she did a while back, and I just don't want to hear it from her. Hallelujah. Yeah, I know he's saved now, but you don't know the hell that man done put me through. I don't want to hear nothing he got to say. Praise God. I know that's my sister and all that, but I know the hoe she used to be. I don't care what y'all say. I don't want to hear nothing she got to say. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you got to understand, when you're trying to spite others, you are really spiting yourself. You are really keeping yourself from reaching the highest potential that you could be, hallelujah, not only as a person, hallelujah, but spiritually. Not only of goals in life, hallelujah, but spiritual goals that you could reach, hallelujah, on certain on levels that others that could would dare to dream of because of your pride issues. Because you just don't want me to be right. I just don't want him to be right. I'm not going to let him be right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because of the facade that you put up in front of people, you want to keep this big facade, this big charade up, hallelujah, that you're this person. Hallelujah, when you're really that person. Because you want to save face, because you got, hallelujah, amen, issues, insecurity issues. Hallelujah. You have identity issues. You really don't know who you are. Hallelujah. Praise God. And instead of exploring who you could be, I praise God, or who God wants you to be, you just settle for who people dictate that you should be. You let others tell you who you are. Praise God. Hallelujah. Or even worse, you let your feelings dictate who you are. Praise God, hallelujah. Instead of saying, you know what? Even though it's coming from him, he right. Praise God, even though she's the one that said it, she right. It's almost as Eve would have told Adam, don't eat that fruit. Excuse me? But you ate it. But that's not the point about what she did. She's right. Hallelujah. God said don't do it. But Elder, he cheated on me first. But what did God say? Dude? Hallelujah. But they did something to me first. But what did God say? Dude? That's why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things will be added to you. First, you have got to see God. And the way God does things, his righteousness. The way God does things, not the way man does things, not the way your daddy did things, not the way your mama did things. He said, I know you were told by the people of old. I know them old people told you this. Hallelujah. But I say this. So I ask you tonight, what does God say about it? God say that you were saved. Did God say you were healed? Did God say you were delivered? Did God call you blessed? What did God say? Believe God and praise him for what he said. Hallelujah. Don't be like Zechariah, a man of God who didn't want to hear the word of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. A man of God that had never experienced God for himself. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Have you had an experience with God? Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word on tonight, Lord. We just want to praise you. We just want to magnify you. We want to lift you up. You are truly worthy on tonight. Lord, may that word resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. Lord, I ask that you touch each and every person who is watching on tonight, Lord. Each and every person who is listening in on tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for them on tonight. Hallelujah. We praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up. And Lord, we just praise and thank your name on tonight. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. On tonight, we truly thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody out there who was watching on Facebook, we thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. On tonight, everybody, amen, who is going to listen in on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody who has called in on tonight, I'm going to open up the line on at this time. Does anybody on the line have a testimony? Praise God, or a prayer request at this time as we open up the phone lines. Will there be one on tonight?
Hello?
Amen.
Hello?
Amen. Praise God. Can you hear me? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we just thank God, hallelujah, for each and every, hallelujah, person on tonight. Hallelujah. All day to everybody who tuned in on tonight. Amen. We have had a truly a blessed time in the Lord, and we thank God for each and every last one of you on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I said, the phone lines are open at this time. Will there be one tonight that has a testimony or prayer request at this time? Amen. Do you have a testimony?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
How's your night going?
It's going great.
Are you there?
Praise God. Amen.
I think we have a little bit of a delay. That's why. I think that's where the confusion's coming from.
Amen. Do you have a testimony on tonight or a prayer request?
Not exactly sure what a testimony is. Can you explain that to me? What do you mean by that?
Hey, man, do you have a testimony on the goodness of the Lord on tonight?
No, I'm actually not religious. I'm just going through shows, and I don't know, for some reason, I decided to give you a call, see what's up.
Oh, amen. Praise God. Well, we're the anointed truth of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. No. We praise God and get.
Oh, hello? I think you cut out there for a second. Hello?
Hey, man. Well, I'm still here.
I'm curious, how often do you do this? Out of curiosity, if I could ask you a few questions about what you're doing.
Hey, man. Yeah, we do this every night. Praise God, every night. For 2 hours. But well, at least an hour and a half. At least an hour and a half.
Okay. And this is how many listeners do you have? Where do we find out that information from?
I really don't know. I can't really tell you right now. I'm not on that screen.
Okay. No problem. I'm there. I just don't see anything. It's weird. Anyway, how's your night going?
Oh, I'm having a blessed night. How are you doing?
Oh, doing all right. Just got home. Going to do some homework.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Where are you from?
Oh, well, I'm near California.
Okay, well, we're down in Texas. Based down in Texas.
Oh, okay. I've been to Texas a few times. A little too hot for me. Too humid. I like
Oh, yeah,
cold.
It's hot down here. It's hot down here.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So you said you're not religious, so you don't go to any type of church or anything?
No, I'm not spiritual in any way or the other.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Why? I guess I've just never seen anything objectifiable. Hello?
Okay.
Why are you religious, that is?
Well, I'm not so much religious as I am spiritual. I believe that there's a higher power. Amen.
Okay.
I believe that that higher power is God, Jehovah. And I've seen quite a few miracles in my lifetime that convinced me that there's a higher power.
Yeah, see, I just simply haven't. And then even if I did personally see one, it would still have to be, you know, like objectively verifiable by other independent parties. And for me, unfortunately, I just never had that experience. Hey, you know, you always got to leave your mind open. But until that day, you know.
Okay. Well, I certainly hope you keep your mind open for it. As a matter of fact, that's
absolutely
what we were speaking on tonight.
Yeah. So that's like an important thing to do. You can never really be certain, regardless of how uncertain something really seems. And yeah, you always got to be willing to accept new information that comes in as it comes in.
Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I was wondering, amen, would it be okay if, praise God, we got your number out of the system and we maybe send you some correspondence?
No, not for me. I don't have time for that. I really shouldn't even be on the phone right now. I got work to do.
Oh, okay. Well, we're thankful that you called in, praise God, and we just hope you have a blessed night.
Yeah, you have a good night as well, man. Cheers.
Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for the brother online on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for each and every person who called in, everybody who tuned in, everybody out there on Facebook Live on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for y'all as well. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and pray out tonight with the word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the message that you gave us on tonight about having that experience with you. Hallelujah, Lord, we praise your name. We magnify you. We lift you up, Lord, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You're truly worthy to be magnified, and you are truly worthy to be lifted up. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God on tonight. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of you till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night. And do not forget to say your prayers. And just watch what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Praise God on tonight.
You thought I was the devil.